Get across the world of new music.
This is 2022.
Okay, Richard Kingsmore back with you once again for the roundtable. Let's look back at the month of May. There were some big album releases across the last month, and I think Dave Woodhead actually wants to start the discussion highlighting one of those.
Hey, Richard. Yeah, look, it was a tough pick as May was such a great month for new music, but I've got to go with Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers by Kendrick Lamar. After a five-year wait, anticipation for this new Kung Fu Kenny record was at an all-time high, and in my humble opinion, I think it was well worth the wait. Lamar returns with one of his most personal projects to date, seeing the West Coast rapper open up about family, fatherhood, his struggle with personal demons, and so much more. He really lays his bare soul on this album.
I hope I'm not too late to set my demons straight. I know I made you wait, but how much can you take? I hope you see the God in me. I hope you can see. And if it's up, stay down from me.
And while the criticisms could be made that Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers doesn't have that one standout classic anthem we might have come to expect from a Kendrick project, like Humble from Damn or King Kunta from To Pimp a Butterfly, I don't think it needs it. It's an album that just flows really well with gorgeous productions and insightful lyrics, and it's my favourite release of May and could possibly be one of my favourite releases of 2022.
Fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, fucking it up. How you gon' wear my shorts when the lies run deep? How you gon' bend your love when the bad don't sleep? Deep beat crash your feelings in the middle of the street. Fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, fucking it up. When you was at your lowest, tell me where the hoes was at. When you was at your lowest, tell me where the bros was at. 3:30 in the morning, scroll through the call log. Ain't nobody but the mirror looking for the fall off. I love when you count me out. 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 My name is in your mouth. Sure, sure.
This don't take more than I just stop. Call 911. I caught a body. Sign up now. The day is fading. Healing's only a mile away.
Okay, so that was Dave Woodhead's pick for the month of May, the wonderful new album by Kendrick Lamar. Actually, a little bit more about Kendrick's new album later on in the roundtable discussion. Next up, to highlight her pick release for May, it's Latifah T from Mix Up.
Thanks, Richard. A song that really stood out for me this month is a song called Ghost by Clark. Clark is a producer from Edinburgh in Scotland, and this year he made his debut in the dance scene with a string of warm, vibrant dance releases with strong garage and two-step elements. This song, called Ghost, features stunning vocals and Clark's signature two-step production. It's one that I can't get out of my head, and I'd say Clark is definitely one to watch. Enjoy.
Yeah, so I hadn't come across that guy before. That's the Scottish producer, Clark, and that track of his, Ghost, picked by Latifah T. From Home and Hosed, right now at the roundtable, here's Declan Byrne.
Yes, Richard, and this one was so easy to pick for you, my favourite song of the month, because I have been rinsing this one. Like any time I'm listening to music in my spare time, I'm just drawn to this new song from XD Project. It's called Margot Robbie, features Allura. And chances are you probably haven't heard of XD Project, but you might have heard of music that the guy behind it has made. So his name's Xavier Dunn. He's written and recorded so much pop music with heaps of artists, you know, Jack River, Peking Duck, Chloe, so many. And this is a new project he's got going with all this music he's written that hasn't seen the light of day and collabs he's done. And the way he's kicked it off with this song, Margot Robbie, I didn't think he could have done any better, honestly. It has hooked me in. And you know why? It's because it's a mix of a heartbreaking piano ballad with drum and bass. Okay, surely that's intriguing you. It's also called Margot Robbie, and I love how Allura, her, you know, intimate voice just weaves that in, that Margot Robbie line. So keep an ear out for that. Here it is, XD Project, Margot Robbie featuring Allura.
You never seem to make it easy. Swear I was doing anything I could to please you until things went south. You always had your doubt.
Yeah, Xavier Dunn is a really talented local producer, so that's his latest effort. It's the XD Project, featuring the voice of Allura and the single Margot Robbie. There's more to come from the XD Project as well. Thanks to Declan Byrne from Home and Hosed. Next up to spotlight her pick release for the last month, here's Lucy Smith.
Hi, Richard. My standout release for May and the song that I keep coming back to is Remy Wolf, Michael. When she dropped this song, it also came with the news that she was giving us a deluxe edition of her 2021 record, Juno. And this is one of three songs that we're going to be getting on this expanded edition. What really interested me about this track was that in the writing process, this was something that she just freestyled and the meaning didn't come to her until a couple of months later. And in this song, she's kind of taking on the persona of this manic, obsessed woman who just craves the attention and the high that she gets from Michael. And look, I don't want to say that I'm manic or obsessed, but as someone who has been romantically involved with three different Michaels in my time, I felt validated by this song. I felt seen. It was nice to hear Remy call Michael a player. And it was also nice to hear Remy in this grunge space as well. I can understand why it wasn't on the original edition of Juno. I think that's a record that's really buoyed by these big pop hooks and melodies, and I don't think it would have fit in the sequencing. So I'm glad that she's given us this extended edition, and we've got this song to show for it. It is Remy Wolf, Michael.
Okay, I was a huge fan of her album of last year, so the deluxe edition of Remy Wolf's album is coming out, and Michael is one of the new songs added to it, and that was Lucy Smith's pick for the month of May. The host of Soul Control is Tyrone Piner. Every Monday night on Triple J, he graces us with some great R&B and soul music. Let's find out what his pick release for the month of May was.
Hey, Richard. This month, my standout release is from the UK artist Mahalia. Now, we've had a few cuts in the past couple months from her, but in May, she's just dropped her 5-track EP, Letter to Your Ex, which is the title of a previous single we might be familiar with. It's also the same song that kicks off this new EP. And a later song, titled Letter to Your Next, sort of rounds out the EP, both offering up two different perspectives. But my standout is the song that hits the arc of this project, the song called Forever. It's one that depicts the idea of a lifelong relationship, but also the cautions that come with it. Now, despite the meaning of the song, Forever is a slow, sort of euphoric track with a killer R&B beat. Mahalia really showcasing her songwriting skills on this one as well, which is why it's going to be my standout release. Mahalia, Forever. It seems like forever.
Once again, that is Mahalia and a new song of hers called Forever off her latest EP. And thanks to Tyrone Piner, Bridget Husway joins us right now.
Hey, Richard. It has been a huge month for new releases, but I keep going back to We Don't Talk by Phoebe Go. So a familiar voice within the Australian music landscape. Phoebe, of course, was the vocalist of iconic Unearthed High winning band Snackadactyl. I'm still devastated they broke up, even though it's been like 8 years. But then she was part of a duo, fittingly called Two People. And now Phoebe has stepped out in solo form, which I'm just so happy about because I know it was really daunting for her to do so, but I think she has so much depth and warmth to her sound. She has a true gift with storytelling. And yeah, this song just gives me that heavy chest feeling, which I love. There's like an ache to it. I don't know. I think maybe you could probably say as a loose reference point, if you're a fan of Holly Humberstone, perhaps, you might really get around this one. I think it's really special. The debut solo single from Phoebe Go, We Don't Talk.
Yeah, so that's a great track. Great debut single from Phoebe Go, one of the founding members of Snackadactyl all those years ago, and highlighted by Bridget Husway. Now, as I flagged before, May had some big album releases. There were, well, overseas releases from the likes of Florence and the Machine and also Jack Harlow. Locally, there was Flume's new record. And towards the end of the month, we also got a great record from Ballpark Music. But the album that I actually want to pinpoint as my highlight release for May is, as Dave Woodhead mentioned earlier, the Kendrick Lamar record. Kendrick Lamar's Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers.
You out of pocket. Huh. Two ATMs, you stepping or what?
You out of pocket.
Who you think they talk about? Talk about us.
You out of pocket.
Who you think they cover up us?
Dave talked before about how the album lacks some of the big singles that we're used to on Kendrick records. I'd agree with that. It's an album that's less built on anthems and it's more on the overall journey. There are plenty of highlights on this record, though, and there's lots of revelations about Kendrick. He's not hiding behind any alter egos here, as far as I can tell. There are non-stop verses about everything in his life, his fame and the pressures of that responsibility, his childhood, some of the struggles and trauma his family have faced, his outlook since he's become a father of two in recent years, his religion, which is as strong as ever. All you got to do is just look at the album's cover to see that. And once again, at the heart of everything with Kendrick, it's his overall role and responsibility to speak his mind, especially if he thinks it contradicts his Christian outlook.
I come from a generation of home invasions, and I got daddy issues, that's on me. Everything them four walls that taught me, may have is buried deep. That man knew a lot, but not enough to keep me past them streets. My life is a plot, twisted from directions that I can't see. Daddy issues all across my head, told me fuck a foul, I'm teary-eyed. Wanna throw my hands, I won't think out loud, a foolish pride. If I lose again, won't go in the house, I stayed outside. Laughing with my friends, they don't know my life.
He hasn't left much on the table. All of these reflections are faced and confronted by Kendrick, and the overall objective is to make himself a better person and on raising people generally from their upbringings and freeing them from whatever struggles they've endured. I really love how the album ends. The last two tracks in particular, there's Mother I Sober. So far, interestingly enough, that's, I think, the least popular song off the record. And that's really surprising to me because I think it's one of the best and most powerful moments on this new Kendrick record.
I'm sensitive. I feel everything. I feel everybody. One man standing on two words. Heal everybody. Transformation, then reciprocation. Karma must return. Heal myself. Secrets that I hide. Buried in these words. Death threats. Ego must die. But I let it purge. Pacify. Broken pieces of me. It was all a blur. Mother cried. Put their hands on her. It was family ties. I heard it all. I should have grabbed a gun. But I was only five. I still feel it weighing on my heart, my first tough decision in the shadows, clinging to my soul as my only critic. Where's my faith? Told you I was Christian, but just not today. I transformed, praying to the trees. God is taking shape. My mother's mother followed me for years in her afterlife, staring at me on back of some buses. I wake up at night, loved her dearly, traded in my tears for a Range Rover. Transformation, you ain't felt grief till you felt it sober.
I wish you were somebody.
So on that track, Mother I Sober, he's also got Beth Gibbons from Portishead helping out. But Kendrick's delivery, those sort of whispering admissions that run right throughout the song about how he felt as a kid seeing his mother abused, living with guilt through his life for letting his ego get in the way at times, and then by the end, acknowledging the collective trauma of African Americans as a whole, it's all such powerful stuff.
Don't inherit me and feeling sidetracked. Conversation not being addressed in black families, the devastation haunting generations and humanity. They raped our mothers, then they raped our sisters, then they made us watch, then made us rape each other. Psychotic torture between our lives, we ain't recovered, still living as victims in the public eyes who pledge allegiance. Every other brother has been compromised. I know the secrets. Every other rapper sexually abused. I see them daily burying their pain in chains and tattoos. So listen close before you start to pass judgment on how he moved, learn how he cope. Whenever his uncle had to walk him from school, his anger grows deep in misogyny. This is post-traumatic. Black families and a side of me today is still active. So I set free myself from all the guilt that I thought I made. So I set free my mother, all the hurt that she titled shame. So I set free my cousin K.O.
antibiotic for my mother's pain. I hope Hakeem made you proud, cause you ain't die in vain. So I set free the power of Whitney, may she heal us all. So I set free our children, make a karma, keep them with God. So I set free the hearts filled with hatred, keep our bodies sacred, as I set free all your abusers. This is transformation.
He's really bearing his soul to the world in the hope of transformation, to break the cycle, as he says, and that's what he wants for others as well. There are plenty of demons that Kendrick has addressed on the album, and it can be emotionally exhausting at times, as I'm sure it was for Kendrick to write all this stuff over the past few years. But it's such an incredible album, and it's of course from one of the most important voices we have in music right now. So that's it for the roundtable for the month of May. Thanks for hanging out with me and the team. We'll be back in exactly a month's time to look at June and spotlight our highlight releases for the next month. So catch you again then.